School district arms teachers with tiny baseball bats. In the wake of the school shooting in Parkland, Florida, the Mill Creek School District is arming its 500 teachers with baseball bats. It is the last resort, said the Mill Creek School District Superintendent William Hall, but it is an option and something we want people to be aware of. According to Hall, the 16-inch baseball bats were distributed to each teacher following an in-service training day on how to respond to school shootings. We passed them out with the goal being we wanted everyone in the room to have one of these, said Hall. Unfortunately, we're in a day and age where one might need to use them to protect ourselves and our kids. Hall says the bats are primarily symbolic, but they are now an option for teachers to use should they need to fight back in a school shooting. It's not about just hiding and waiting, he said. There are options, and one of those is to fight. John Caccione, president of the Mill Creek Education Association, the local teachers' union, says he supports the decision to arm teachers with bats, which will be locked up in each classroom. This is a tool to have in the event that we have nothing else, said Caccione. Part of the formula now is to fight back, and so I think the bats that were provided for the staff were symbolic of that. The bats are to make people comfortable with the idea that they can attack and not simply go into hard lockdown and just hide, as we'd been told in our training up to this point. Hall says it's just one of several initiatives in the work to ensure student safety, including a concrete barrier around the high school walkway and additional security measures at each entrance. The district also conducted an online survey to see if the public supports the idea of arming select staff members with guns, if it becomes legal in Pennsylvania. It is currently illegal in Pennsylvania to possess a weapon on school grounds, but legislators are proposing changes that could give school districts the option to decide for themselves about arming staff. We thought just putting that one question out there would give us an idea how the community felt, said Hall. It's about 70% to 30% that people would favor that, but we're not really actively planning that right now. Hall says it costs the district about $1,800 to purchase the bats. The private Alice Institute in Medina, Ohio, teaches alert, lockdown, inform, counter, and evacuate. Alice. Skills to survive a shooting. To counter or fight an attack, the Institute encourages potential victims to throw books, chairs, and anything at hand at the shooter that they can't escape or hide from. In addition to Mill Creek's plan, the Blue Mountain School District in Schuylkill County, Pennsylvania, last month provided classrooms with 5-gallon buckets of river rocks to throw at a gunman. Superintendent David Helsel said the stones were placed in the classroom throughout the sprawling rural district so students would have something to throw at an attacker who breached the doors that should be locked down during an emergency. But Helsel has repeatedly stressed that the stones are a last resort. All Blue Mountain schools are equipped with intercom and emergency phone systems, walkie-talkies, surveillance equipment, and other security equipment, Helsel said. All classroom doors have been equipped with locking mechanisms. Blue Mountain has also held training scenarios and drills for students and staff. The district's emergency security guidelines for intruders are also based on ALICE guidelines.